CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, and Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy CEO. Jeff, I read a series of reports. They don't all line up in the same way, but they do suggest that NATO is being threatened. One, Russia deploys hypersonic missiles to Belarus in a message to the West. Two, right now we have a report that Poland is stringing concertina wire, razor concertina wire, up to 8 feet high on its border with Kaliningrad, which is the exclave, the Russian Federation exclave, fully armed exclave, on the Baltic Sea. And three, we have routine reports of threats in the Black Sea, especially cutting off the vessels coming out of Odessa, then the next day permitting them again back and forth, certainly threatening all of the Black Sea with the kind of randomness of war fighting. And then I also mentioned this odd report. I mean, there continue to be odd reports in all directions, but this is the strangest, that Britain destroyed the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. Britain did. MI6 did. Russia says this. And that it accuses Britain of terrorism and says there will be further steps against Britain. Now, Britain's NATO, Poland's NATO, the Baltic states are NATO, Romania's NATO. All these are being threatened by NATO. How do we hear this, Jeff? Is this just trash talk in the Kremlin late at night when they're drinking vodka? Or does there look to be an attempt to intimidate NATO? That doesn't make sense. What are they telling us?
Well, they were telling us, John, is it could be vodka late at night, but also could be a part of the Russian disinformation or misinformation campaign, trying to move the narrative in other directions and solely their failures and the war crimes they're committing in Ukraine right now. The more we talk about this preposterous story about the Brits being responsible for the Nord Stream pipeline, is less time spent on what they're doing in the Ukraine right now or their cooperation with Iran. So I would put it down to misinformation, disinformation. And it's also part of horizontal escalation. Again, move the narrative somewhere else and a strategy to divide. Clearly what they're trying to do, and Mr. Putin hopes, I think, is that come winter, the shortage of energy and perhaps contributing by some of these rather preposterous stories will cause more and more disunity in the alliance. And that might result over time. And then alliance countries placing pressure on Ukraine to negotiate in a fashion that Mr. Putin finds attractive. Picking on Britain right now is a good example of that, I think, because what do you have? You have this unbelievable political circus ongoing in London right now where they've had three prime ministers in the last 45 days, one of which only lasted 44 days, and set a record for being the shortest prime minister in the history of the United Kingdom. We have massive strikes going on in France that brought about by inflation, et cetera, which are worrying to Mr. Macron. We have a brand new fascist right-wing government in Italy. Several leaders of that being very, very close to Mr. Berlusconi, to Mr. Putin. So all those things, I think, are part of his desire over time to try to spread disunity, try to be provocative in a hope that as winter arrives and Europeans are suffering from lack of energy, that this then will cause them to try to force the Ukrainians to come to the negotiating tables.
And there is evidence that the alliance is going in different directions. For example, Chancellor Scholz is in Beijing to talk business with the avowed enemy of the United States, the People's Republic of China, in league with Moscow. There are voices in Congress on both sides of the aisle suggesting that the war should not continue without review. I'm not sure what the voices all say. It was some hesitation. And we could go through the countries in the EU and NATO all anxious about the winter. So do you measure that Mr. Putin's tactics are working, Jeff? Is there any reason to believe the unity is no longer going to hold? We have 30 seconds.
Well, certainly maintaining unity, I can tell you, having worked on a crisis in the White House, is the hardest thing going. As we see inflation rates hit over 12% across the EU, that will be a matter of worry. No question about it. Mr. Putin will be watching as carefully as anyone the election results in the United States next Tuesday, hoping that perhaps a large red wave of Republicans, based on the remarks made by soon-to-be probably Speaker of the House McCarthy, that we can't provide Ukraine a blank check might mean the United States itself is moving away from full square support for Ukraine. Right. And should the United States do that, it'd be very unlikely to me right now that European governments wouldn't quickly follow suit.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, Dickinson College, visiting professor. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.